Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 1323. Listen to Your Lookout by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to ORD. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator. Great to have you here with me for another installment. And in this one, I'll be reading a post from Keith Wilson. This is an amazing article for helping us understand the ways in which we can support our partners. But for me, I think it also requires a lot of self-examination in order to be doing that right, in order to be executing the ideas that you'll hear about in this article. More on that in my commentary at the end, though. For now, let's get right into this post and optimize your life. Listen to Your Lookout by Keith Wilson of keithwilsoncounseling.com. When you're finally done apologizing and making amends, you probably don't want to have to do that again. You won't want to make that mistake one more time. You want to keep those problems away. So, listen to your lookout. He'll tell you if they ever start coming around. When the wheels start to come off, everyone is prone to develop their own kind of problem and make their own kind of mistakes. Some use substances or gamble or can't stop shopping. Others get controlling. Still, others get depressed or anxious or angry or just withdraw into themselves. Some have a combination of several kinds of problems and mistakes. Everyone's got their thing. Your own type of problem and mistake is yours because it's the very thing that sneaks up in your blind spots. It fits you like a glove. When it fools anyone into thinking that it's a good thing, it fools you first. It takes hard work to eradicate problems and eternal vigilance to keep them away. Relapse can be expected. When we're talking about addiction, it takes an average of 7 real attempts before recovery feels solid, and even then, you won't know if you're going to need 8. Mental illness also tends to be episodic, and each new episode is worse than the last. People who have succumbed once to the temptations of violence, self-harm, suicide attempts, or self-pity are more likely to do it again. Moreover, problems will often go into hiding when they feel threatened, so that what appears to be recovery is really a more pernicious hidden phase of the same problem that troubled you before. If you're in a close relationship, you have a resource that others don't have. You have a lookout. Your problem was not custom-made just for her. It doesn't sneak up in her blind spots. She spots it coming before you do. She can see through the deceptions more easily. She has a vested interest in keeping you safe from this problem. She could warn you that it's approaching if only you will listen. Paid professionals can help. They have the knowledge, they have the objectivity, but they don't have the access your partner has. They don't see you on the weekends and at night when problems often strike. They don't have as much at stake. Far too many people fail to use their lookout. The lookout sees the problem coming and they argue with her, deny it's happening, and get defensive. This is a mistake. It's as if a lookout on a ship up in the crow's nest saw an iceberg up ahead and the captain yelled, "You're crazy, I'm not going to hit an iceberg. You never trust me, I'm going to do what I want, get off my back." It would not be good if a captain did that. To be sure, many lookouts don't understand their role too well. When they see problems coming, they often make accusations rather than observations. It's as if the lookout up in the crow's nest called out, "You're hitting an iceberg again. Don't you care about me?" They should just warn you that there's an iceberg. They act so unreasonable, you might be tempted to dismiss their warnings as crazed paranoia. It would not be good if you or any captain did that. However, you've got to realize that you've hit a few icebergs in your day already, and your lookout should be excused if she gets excited when she sees another one. There's a few things you can expect from a good lookout. Don't be surprised when you see them. A good lookout does not resign. If your partner comes down from the crow's nest and tells you that you've got to look out for your own problem, you can figure that next she'll be going off in a lifeboat. True partners do not resign as lookouts unless they're about to leave the relationship or they're a fool. She has to be a lookout if only to guard her own interests. A good lookout stays awake. He doesn't watch like a hawk in the beginning and then forget about it later on. If it's months or years since the problem last struck, don't be surprised if he's still on the lookout. He has to be. That's his job. A good lookout scans the horizon. She doesn't keep looking in the same place. The main thing to look out for is the way the problem arrived in the past. It's likely to come that way again. If, for instance, you get snappy at Christmas time, then she should be especially on the lookout at Christmas time. But understand, snappiness can come wherever there is busyness, family contact, alcohol use, overeating, darkness, or an imperative to be merry. A good lookout is not deceived. Problems arrive in disguise. No one starts off drinking 3 6-packs a day just to feel normal. No, they start off with a glass of wine at dinner, a beer during the game, or doing a shot with a friend. These things are all good things. There's nothing wrong with any of them in themselves. They're only evil because of where they lead. A good lookout sees through the disguises. He knows the masks that your problem wears. A good lookout is jumpy. She's got to be vigilant. If you keep driving by that place where you used to get narcotics, she should be seeing red flags. This may very well be the way the problem creeps up innocently. A good lookout raises the alarm. If he sees the problem return, he should say something, not keep that information to himself. You need to know it. He may not want to do it. No one wants to be the bearer of bad news, but this is what lookouts are for. If the problem has given the two of you a lot of trouble in the past, he might not want to believe it's back. If the problem has already taken you over, he might get in an argument. A good lookout keeps her eye on the hazard. If your lookout spots the problem, she should keep her eye on it, even if you say it's nothing. In the case of chemical use, don't be surprised if she looks for confirmation in the form of a home testing kit to eliminate suspicions. For this or other kinds of problems, she may want to get a second opinion from a professional, sort of like calling in another lookout and asking what he sees. A good lookout keeps himself safe. He shouldn't be so busy being a lookout, watching out for your problem, that he gets overcome by his own. Yes, even your partner has his own kind of problem and makes his own characteristic mistakes. And a good lookout has someone looking out for her. Be your partner's lookout just as she is yours. Watch each other's backs. You can see her problem more clearly than she can her own. If your partner has been dealing with your problem for a long time, she's probably worked very hard to keep herself strong. Someone in the house had to function. The laundry, the cooking, the kids, the relatives, the shopping, and going to work don't get done by themselves. She may not be accustomed to relying on you for anything. You just haven't been reliable. That's going to have to change. She needs a lookout too. If you've ever complained that your partner doesn't trust you, let him be your lookout. This is how he learns to trust you again. You just listened to the post titled, Listen to Your Lookout, by Keith Wilson of KeithWilsonCounseling.com. Picture a wardrobe upgrade with quality essentials at an unbeatable price. Quince has you covered with timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all the must-haves, like Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50, iconic 100% leather jackets, and versatile flow knit activewear. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's because by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And most importantly, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And as for me, I love Quince's versatility too. They have great home items as well as clothes, and I've been really happy with the bedding that I bought from them. When you look at it and you feel the material, you can tell easily that it's of high quality. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/ORD for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ORD to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ORD. And many thanks to Keith Wilson for another great post. This one definitely encourages a lot of thought for any coupled person, or also of any caring friend or family member as well. And what we really have to be aware of when considering the lookout element of relationships is, to me, like whether or not we're prepared to allow our partners to be our lookouts and vice versa. Our ability to be fully open, willing to take guidance, especially when it comes to certain subjects, takes a lot of work. Just because we've entered into a relationship or even a marriage doesn't guarantee that we are able to do this well. So Although this lookout concept is really reciprocal, in order to be done well, it really just requires a lot of self-work and communication. We've talked a lot about how our own self-awareness can make us better partners, but in this case, we see how it helps our partners be better partners as well. So, if you're part of a couple, practice looking for emotional bids and concerns from your partner and giving them to. Consider what topics feel off limits somehow between you two and why that might be. These might be the areas in which you two need one another as lookouts the most. So having a dialogue about how to help one another and how to communicate when you're in the midst of dealing with these issues can be supremely helpful. All right, folks, that's enough from me. I thank you as always for joining, and do make sure you do the same tomorrow because I'll be back with another post. Looking forward to seeing you then, where your optimal life awaits.